Hey, it's Kai, and I'm back with another episode of PTSD. Freedom with PTSD. It's crazy because since I started this, I've been seeing how I'm actually becoming more and more okay with all of it. My story, becoming more clear with my story, and really becoming okay with the fact that it's here to stay. You see, one of the biggest things that I struggle with PTSD, and I'm guessing that you can relate to it on one way or in one way or another, is letting my story just be my story and either feeling the need to recreate it or relive it or, just kind of keep it alive. So the way I sum it up is I think that there's like a small young child, a young version of me who got so badly hurt, and there was no way she was going to be heard as a kid. And so she projected herself into a future in which she would be heard. And she called that happiness because honestly, that's all she knew of happiness. It was a dream to her, a place where she would be heard and accepted no matter what she said. So she projected herself into a place where she's just good enough. She has all the things she wants, and now she's good enough to be heard. But the reality is that I reached that place. I got everything, and she was always good enough to begin with. And now she's speaking out, and sometimes it scares me. So what if we were able to make room for the versions of us that made us survive today? The parts of you that protected you once that now imprison you, they protected you from probably certain death, or definitely a different version of you would have occurred had you not had that protection, correct? So what if you can actually be grateful for the parts of you that are right now maybe not working for you per se, but really were created out of protection, out of saving you? So to better understand this, when I was younger, and I say this a lot, honestly, because I think the biggest thing of PTSD is somehow when the story is, when it's shared as a normal, like a normalcy, like this is normal, the PTSD, which is anyway there, becomes more and more normal. Like it's just, yeah, this is part of it. So for a very long time, I thought the less I talk about it, the more I stay away from it. And, I'm focusing on all the good things and all the positive and whatnot. But that's a load of crap because the reality is that I've been through that stuff and it does affect my day-to-day life. And maybe one day PTSD will be nothing to me. But to me, instead of running from it, I think, what if it becomes nothing to me because I'm not afraid of it anymore and it becomes normal? And while I'm explaining this to you, because I think I need to in order to be able to have the right to share, calling me out on my shit. Excuse my French. While I'm doing that, I'm really realizing that it's okay. As a kid, I was molested, and then I was choked. When I was 5, I was molested, and when I was 8, I was choked for accidentally insinuating without even realizing that I was going to share the information that I might leak it or that I might remember it or know it or something. I didn't even consciously realize it. I don't think so. But I remember seeing the look in his eyes when he saw that I might say something, and he got so scared, and so like he just looked at me, and I'll never forget that look. And at that moment, I didn't really know what it was from because I was busy protecting myself, so I didn't remember that I was molested and that he did that to me. But I got scared, deathly scared, and the truth is I had the right to be because he picked me up and choked me, the kind of choke that you do when you want to kill someone. He was so scared that he choked me instinctively to finish it. And it, in those moments, everything got slowed down. I remember seeing, you know, the reality around me and realizing I was going to be a dead body soon. I was so scared. And I remember I actually reached out to God at that moment, and I cried to him. For a moment, he gave me a little bit of breathing space. I guess he wanted to see if he could negotiate with me or how much I really know or remember or what it was. But I wasn't interested in talking to someone that was choking me. I just started screaming, you know, and I started screaming, God, like, help me. And that made him frantic, and he choked me again. And in that moment, I thought, okay, God is dead to me because he ain't helping. And what's crazy is now as an adult, looking back, I look at that moment and actually realize just the opposite. I didn't realize that God's help can be anything, but in that moment, my little brain, I realized I was going to die. And the next thing I knew, for some reason, I had a little bit of breathing space. As I'm about to choke, I feel like I'm going to die, and I don't know how I croaked out, I'm going to call the police. And when those words came out, it was like he came out of a trance or something, and he just dropped me. And I remember falling to the floor and just covering my ears. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to hear a word he had to say. I was terrified. I didn't want to run either because, I mean, that would not help. So I just laid there and I started to hum to myself until he left. And I'm sharing that now because, you know what? I never understood how the two occurrences had anything to do with each other. When I was choked, that was the worst thing to me. I could not remember being molested since I protected myself real well, and I wouldn't have survived. I just wouldn't have. And it's actually a normal phenomenon. I didn't know this. I thought that, I don't know, I'm crazy or one of a kind. But turns out that people really have this, where maybe you even know what I'm talking about, where certain traumas are just kind of stored in a different part of your brain, and you kind of know it in your body, but you don't really remember it until you remember it. And then sometimes it can be even really shocking to remember, right? Well, last week it finally dawned on me that the connection, why choking, being choked, had for so long haunted me, was because it was the gateway to the molestation. It was the gateway to the memory of something that was so horrific. And so for years I used to sit with my hand on my throat, and I still very often feel like I'm being choked, and I feel like I have a hard time breathing through my throat. And at times, thank God, as I'm doing the work, I can feel the hands going off and I can finally breathe again for a couple of minutes, and it's beautiful. And that's the work that I'm doing, is letting that go. It's really making room for my throat to just breathe, blood to just pump through there. But what's interesting, and why I wanted to bring it up now, is that as I became aware of this, I don't know if you noticed, but my tone got completely different right now when I shared it, because this is my first time openly sharing it out loud. Actually, second time, but my first time openly sharing it, you know, to the masses. And there's a certain level of a fear around it. And what my hope is that the more I share and the more I talk, and not always is it necessarily about my story, sometimes it's, you know, just about reality, about PTSD, the more I normalize it, what I've seen with other things, with like anxiety, the more I normalize, you know, feeling anxious or not being okay, honestly, the less anxious I became. Now when anxiety shows up, I'm not scared of it. And it passes. And it sometimes lasts an hour or two. On a bad day, it'll last like 5 hours and it felt like hell, but then it goes because it's normal and it's not scary and I don't have to hold on to it and it doesn't have to be the end of the world and things like that. So my question to you right now is, Why are you listening? Are you listening to make your story bigger or smaller? Or are you listening to give yourself the right to have your story? And the reason I'm turning it around on you is because that's why I'm creating this, so that you have the right to have your story. I don't care how big or how small you think it is. If it affected you, if it's still affecting you today, it's there. And it deserves to be normalized for you. And if you don't feel comfortable sharing it with other people, fine, don't. But at least share it with yourself. Share it with the people that are closest to you if you can. Make it normal. Make it your story and own it. Own it to the point where it's yours. My goal is, and I'll finish off with this, my goal is that someday in the future, sometime in the future, which can mean in a moment from now, it can mean in, I don't know, a couple years from now, whatever the hell it takes. My goal is that I come to a moment, and I'm inviting it in right now so I can feel some of it. My goal is that I come to a moment in the future where it's just the story of my past, where I have over enough compassion for any part of it that shows up. I understand myself and I give space for who I am and for the pain and for the happy and the sad and every goddamn part of it. And I learn to love every part of it. And I'm not afraid of it anymore because it's my story. I feel safe. And I feel grateful and happy. And as I speak, I can feel almost like I'm being choked by my throat. But I'm putting my hand there and I'm inviting myself to feel how my heart beats, how it's pumping blood through there. And it's just in my head, the tension, but the tension's not actually there. My throat's actually okay. Everything's okay because it's safe now. Everything's okay. My goal with all this, as I was saying, is that I start to really embody that level of okay and freedom and happiness that I want from the form of living with my PTSD and finding freedom in it rather than finding the cure for PTSD. I kept thinking I want a cure for it, but calling it a cure makes it into an illness, makes it into a problem. What if I don't look for a cure? What if I just find peace with it? Then I can live with it. And just talking about it gives me this like giddy feeling, and I literally can feel like, in my body, this light feeling literally going, coursing through my veins and my blood and my flesh all the way from to my toes. Literally, it's making everything curl and just floaty and tingly. So now I know I'm on the right path. And my hope for you is that if you're listening to this and you're giving yourself the space and you're really listening to my questions and doing them and inviting yourself to see more, my hope is that you too start to feel that giddy feeling of like, yeah, I live with this. Like, this is okay. It's fine. Or I know someone who lives with this. Or, hey, I resonate for some weird ass reason. I don't think I have PTSD, but it helps me. Yay. My hope is that it starts to really resonate. It makes you feel good. And that's it for now. I invite you during the next week to really start to notice how you feel around your PTSD. Do you feel scared? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? What feelings come up? Do you like the feelings that come up? Would you like other feelings? I'm giving you some options of questions to ask yourself to start being curious on what feelings would you want to have? How would you want to look when your PTSD shows up, when something from the past, some sort of trigger shows up? What would you want to feel? What would the ideal version of you look like? The real you. With that, I'm just wrapping up right now with a special blessing. May you go through this week and feel peace in every part of your body, finding it in the here and now for no good reason other than you being alive. May you enjoy every moment. And may you find that in the scariest of moments, it is not actually scary. It only looks like it is. All right, have an amazing week, and I'll see you soon.